This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code, well, you can buy your guns, you can buy your magazines if they're semi-automatic, get your ammo, everything else you need to go get from G-Code. They've got the tactical nylon, they've got the belts, they've got the built belts, they've got the holsters, oh gosh, they've got the holsters. Magazine carriers, you name it, tacticalholsters.com. I'm beginning to have a fine appreciation for the fact that, you know, it's cool to have certain things, but at the end of the day, it's all about the handgun and how well can you fight with that? And there's nothing like a little inspiration from our peers who, through no fault of their own, have actually had to go out and do that. And there is nobody that gathers more of that stuff up and talks about it on a weekly basis or two or three times a week, I don't know how many, than my guest, Rob Morris, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Polite Society Podcast, Slow Facts Blog, ClashDaily.com, and all kinds of other stuff at Ammo Land, in addition to writing and getting picked up by other people. And Second Call Defense Blog, too. You write there, don't you?
I've written a few times there. Not lately.
Yeah, yeah. So, self-defense gun stories, assail me, if you will. Tell me about the successes.
These are everyman's stories, Bill. We have a few minutes. Let's jump in.
Absolutely.
You're asleep in your bed. Your dog starts barking in the middle of the night. Moments later, your wife is screaming. Now that wakes you up. Your feet hit the floor, you grab your gun, and you follow your barking dog to your daughter's room. Your teenage daughter's room. Now, she's at a sleepover, so this doesn't make any sense. Did she come back? What's going on? You open the door, and there you find a 19-year-old boy standing in her room. He's dressed in black. He raises his hands and surrenders. The window's open, or he broke the window frame to get in. Your wife calls police, and you hold the intruder at gunpoint. Now, so far, pretty straightforward, not a big deal.
Right.
It takes the police 20 minutes to get there. I guarantee those are the longest 20 minutes you or I have probably ever spent. So, this is John Q. homeowner with a teenage daughter and a 19-year-old stupid. Well, what do you do now? What do you do now? You've essentially got a snake by the tail. You don't want him going back out the window. Okay. You back up against a wall. Your wife calls police. The lights are turned on. You order him to the ground. You have enough presence of mind to keep your finger off the trigger. And now there's the knucklehead. The police solve it. I think it's a great job. This is a happy ending story.
Yes.
Nobody got shot.
Yeah, that's a story with a lot of restraint, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
A lot of presence of mind of that homeowner to come around a corner, see that dark figure, and not, you know, start filling it full of lead.
Right. He was, you know what? This sounds like a pro did this.
Yeah.
I've talked to police officers who said, look, after a couple of years on the job, I knew what I was doing. I had more time than anybody else because I was seeing things happen in front of me. Well, here's a homeowner who was cool enough under pressure. I'm sure, I don't think he was calm. I'm sure he was excited. but he retained self-control. Gosh, he's the guy who over, you know, when you hear somebody say, does anybody ever use a gun to save a life? Well, he protected his family and literally saved this knuckleheaded kid's life by being calm.
That's the best way to put it, too. Was that kid like a suitor for that young lady or something?
I don't think so. I that part, the story didn't go into it. The homeowner didn't say in the video that was attached to the file. Did I mention that this was Bloomfield, Kentucky? This was not a gun-free zone. This is where you'd pretty much expect a lot of homeowners to have a gun. But then showing up in black, or was this kid, you know, the school rapist? I don't know. Can't tell you.
Well, I mean, you know, when we were children, right, we were told to wear something reflective or something light or shoes like that or something. I see a lot of people walking in the dark in black all the time, wondering how on earth are you surviving crossing the street?
It's a goth thing these days? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Either that or everybody thinks they're a ninja.
Hey, here's shall we put in another one before the break?
We got 3 minutes, go.
Okay. We may just get the story. We may have to cover it again after.
Okay.
You work at a gun store in Brooklyn, New York. Now, your buddy from Marvelous Quarrel probably knows this guy.
Okay.
Another customer walks in the store. It's 11 in the morning. He asks to see a gun. Everything's normal. You look down, open the display case. The guy reaches into his pocket of his jacket, and the customer turns into a thief and sprays you in the face with pepper spray.
Oh, goodness.
You step back. The robber smashes the display case, grabs two guns. You draw your own gun. By the way, at this point, I'm sure you weren't using your eyes to find it. You squint enough, release two rounds. He runs. Police find the two stolen guns on the floor and a trail of blood. Now, this is fascinating because there's so many things involved.
Yeah.
It's an assault, clearly. You're now nearly blind, so there's a huge disparity of force. But is the blurry object in front of you moving toward you or away? He has two guns in his hand. What else does he have? There has to be another part of the story running through this guy's mind. Those guns are going into my community. And the guy's not, you know, he didn't steal some Target guns so he could go play IDPA sports on the weekend. This is a thug, and my customers are going to see those guns later. Never written down, never said, but that has to be part of what's going through his head.
Right.
And that just makes it so much tougher. So much tougher.
They ever find the pepper sprayer?
He didn't show up in the hospital in the next couple of days. Now, someone could have driven him a long way. Some of his buddies could have decided he was a liability and he's lying under a car dead somewhere. That's often what happens. Often, if these guys are wounded, they get dumped on their folks' porch, and maybe they make it to the hospital in time. The getaway driver often doesn't stick around.
Yeah, I know. That. Not exactly a bunch of loyal people, are they?
No. But again, one of the stories where you go, good guy with a gun, saves the day, protects the community. And the only way he really had the presence of mind to act in those circumstances was he spent some time thinking about it ahead of time. Bill, just like the stories you bring to your audience, with only 30 seconds, I mean, it's hard for me to express how much I appreciate all that you do and all that your listeners do when they think about these stories before they happen.
Yeah. Those stories can be found on a podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, a whole bunch of other ways, in addition to Polite Society Podcast, which Rob is part of the ensemble cast of that. And he writes for just about everybody. He doesn't write for me. I just take his stuff and don't tell him.
I'm glad you can use it.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Might encourage you to go out there and become one, you know, at least get in the position to become one yourself. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code has a warranty on their Kydex products that I only know of two times it's been used. One was involving an IED And the other one was involving an M1 Abrams rolling over one of the holsters. Other than that, I don't know of any other warranty claims. And they honored both of those. That's truly outrageous quality. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. When I'm looking for somebody to chronicle something, I can't think of anybody better than my buddy, Mr. Morse. And he's back with us again. He runs Self-Defense Gun Stories. He is part of Polite Society Podcast. Lots of things, lots and lots of media. Plus, you know, he works a full-time job. This is just his electives. How do you have that much time to have that much extracurricular activity?
I don't sleep a lot.
Okay. As good an answer as any I can come up with.
I try to look amused in a boring meeting, and this is what's actually going through my head.
Right.
You've been there, I'm sure of it.
Absolutely.
Shall we pick up another gun story, or you want to go off on a tangent?
No, you go ahead. Unless you want to go off on a tangent, give us another story. Those are always nice. I like those.
At least for another segment, we'll do gun stories then.
Sure.
Women are a growing part of the self-defense community. They haven't reached parity yet. But thank goodness this gal had a gun. You hear shouts from an apartment next door. Then you hear screams. Now that gets your attention. You recognize the voice. You grab your gun and look through the people. You recognize your neighbor. There you see her, and she's screaming at a man to get out of her apartment. You don't recognize the guy. It's not her boyfriend. The guy's already bleeding from a head wound. He's standing there in his underwear and attacking her. No, you don't back up. Be a good neighbor and dial 911. You open the door and yell for the man to stop. Well, he does, sort of. He lunges at you.
Oh.
Great. You got rid of the problem for her. Now it's your problem. You shoot him once in the leg. That doesn't stop him. So you're backing into your apartment. He follows you. Your 3-year-old runs toward you. You grab her and you retreat to the bathroom because you're just trying to put a door between you and an attacker. He bangs on the door, pushes it open, and you fight him off. Police were already called before you shot this man. They've been looking for him. Your gunshot is kind of a heads up. Hey, the problem could be over here in the apartment complex. They barge through the door. They tase this druggie, and it doesn't faze him. Finally, they pile on. They tackle him, wrestle him to the ground, and handcuff him. You, your neighbor, your daughter, the drugged-up intruder, and both cops go to the hospital to be bandaged up. You and I, Bill, as some folks who've thought about this for a while, have to wonder, why did she stop shooting? Because we are taught to shoot until the threat stops. I'm afraid this woman had all the right instincts and just not quite enough training.
Well, see, and she also, you know, everybody always wants to know, why didn't you just shoot him in the leg? Well, shooting in the leg can be quite fatal because unless you know where that femoral artery is wrapped around, you pop them in the leg and, you know, in about 4 minutes they're going to bleed out. They're going to be dead. Same as a pelvic shot, you know, same sort of thing. Plus, followed them into the house, too. I mean, did we ever find out why the trigger didn't get pulled again?
No. I don't know whether she was overwhelmed, whether the gun jammed. Bill, you and I have read some of these stories where there was one cartridge in the gun. I really don't know. We can't explain everything we read. No. But here, a lesson to our listeners. Handguns are usually not lethal.
No.
Which is why most of your instructors will say 2 to center of mass, then you evaluate, and if necessary, reapply the medicine until the attacker's blood pressure drops, he's in stops attacking you, your daughter, your neighbor. And then, you know, then you can go look for the police to try and get them there quickly and EMTs. But you have to save. Bill, think of this. She had to stop that guy because her three-year-old was behind her.
Yeah, John Farnham refers to stopping them as de-animation, which is a really good way of putting it, because you've got to shoot them till they quit moving, till they quit coming at you.
Right.
That not doing that, you know, that guy didn't even know she existed before she shot him in the leg. If she wasn't going to shoot him again, she may as well not have shot him the first time, right?
Well,
because she just about brought it down on her child. She's bringing it down on herself.
Yes. Yeah. I'm you know, the next day, I'm sure she figured that out. Well, great. Let's use some of those neurons. Let's learn from other people's experience. The getting shot with a handgun is survivable some 85% of the time. To get a stop, you may have to shoot somebody more than once. That's what the police are going to do. If, you know, had the guy immediately thrown up his hands, backed out, she would have stopped right then. We all would. But that's not up to us. That's really up to him.
Yeah.
The great news is she had a gun. It was on her. When she was attacked, she used it. Okay.
I wish we had a little more forensics beside that, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, the bad news is I'm not on the scene to do the reporting. I have to pull this together from their reports, just right. Like you do. You know, you and I are both suffering from that same handicap. Let's see. We got about 30 seconds, don't we?
Yeah, 40. Very good.
Yeah. when we come back, we can talk about my latest article or do more gun stories. Either's fine.
Let's talk about your latest. I haven't seen your latest article, so let's talk about your latest article, because I always like talking about your latest article. And you can find some of his latest articles at ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, Slowfax WordPress blog, .com, and, of course, his audio that he puts out on Self-Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast, which is an ensemble cast of how many people?
Typically four, but you know how it is to get four people together at one time.
Well, you guys pulled it off really well. I was impressed. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nothing like a little bit of hard rock and roll. When you're discussing guns with a friend of yours, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code makes a line of Kydex holsters that is unlike anything else you're going to see in Kydex. This is really thick Kydex. They have three trims. The OSH, the SXT, and the SOC. The latter two are retention holsters. The other one is an open-top holster, but it has retention because it has a tensioning screw. You can either have it with an RTI attachment, or you can have it as a paddle, or whatever, however you want it to go. It's just that kind of modular. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We've been discussing self-defense gun stories. Now we're going to get into something completely different, which I don't even know what it is. So I will let my man, Mr. Morse, he's going to bring us up to speed on what we're about to talk about.
Well, that's trust on your part, Bill. Thank you. Hey, you've probably seen some of these reports. A lot of gun pundits like us have talked about them recently. The Pew Research came out with some studies last month. I went through all of them. They put out over a dozen once they've done a survey.
Seemed a little bipolar, didn't they?
Yeah, and they were a little confusing sometimes, too. They asked questions to differentiate between gun owners and non-gun owners. There's a lot of data there. I was interested where we disagree. Where are we pointed in opposite directions?
Right.
And one of the biggest ones is affiliation, really. The NRA shows up in these studies, and handgun owners who are NRA members are very likely to have their concealed carry permits. If you're a handgun owner and not an NRA member, you probably don't. Both of those handgun owners are less supportive of background checks. Now, here's the fun part for are they politically active? Did the NRA spend their money wisely? Gun owners who are NRA members were almost five times more likely to contact their political representatives about gun policy than similar gun owners who were not NRA members. They're getting their bang for their buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's if anybody wonders why the NRA is as effective as it is for being only 5 million some odd individuals, it's because those 5 million speak up. The other was to see that there's still a pretty large rural-urban split. And that showed up two ways. Look, you're more, the majority of rural households had a firearm. The minority of urban ones did. But now
question.
Let's look. Go ahead. What?
Did they break that down enough to where, were they questioning people where they legally couldn't have any?
When oh, they said, well, how that's, many? That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, ownership is, well, and then you'd get in that gray area like New Jersey, where you may not, gun ownership may be technically legal, but practically impossible. It may take you years. Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't see that question, Bill. I'll look next time. Thank you.
Well, that's not a question that they asked. My question is, when they were asking how many people, of course, in a rural area, there are, how many rural areas do we know of who have something like the Sullivan Act in place?
Well, rural New York, rural New Jersey. Yeah. Yeah. See?
Yeah. If they're asking that up there, though, where they're saying, well, the differentiator is if you're a hick, then you probably own a gun. And if you're more affluent, sophisticated, and live in a city, you probably don't. My question would be, which cities are they questioning? Where, you know, are they questioning in Baltimore? Are they questioning in Chicago?
In theory, yes to all of that. Well, or Dallas, Houston, where, of course, we have our guns right here.
Right.
There was one other thing, though, that I thought was interesting, and this really talks about a cultural divide. Look, how does one side view the other? The non-gun owners that live in the country say, oh, yeah, I have lots of friends who have guns. So the non-gun owners, no gun owners in the country. A lot of people like to think that urban life means we have more intense social networks. That may not be true. May not be true at all. If you ask an urban non-gun owner if they have any friends who have guns, the majority said no.
I'd want to know if they own a car.
Many of them.
Can they get out of the city and meet people from somewhere else? That'd be the thing I'd wanted to know. But
well, supposedly the social network is very dense in an urban environment. You see a lot more people.
Right.
It's almost a culturally non-permissive environment.
Right.
If you and I are out in the country, somebody goes with a gun, you thought they wanted to go out and shoot. In the city, you may be less forthcoming to say, oh, sure. You may not be as open about your gun ownership. So they may know gun owners, but they may not know that they do.
Whenever they ask what the non-gun owners think of the gun owners, I think the first thing they should have to do is look at a picture with five different guns and be able to name those guns before they start deciding that I'm somebody who's compensating for something. I'm probably Caucasian and I hate minorities. Or whatever thing they come up with. Because I think most people that disparage gun owners don't know anything about guns.
I think you're right. And I think that last urban-rural divide talks about how insular the urban culture is. Particularly I live near San Diego.
Right.
A county with 1.4 million when last I looked. You could go shooting in a competition three times a week, four times a week. Even in California, a very active gun culture. That's unusual. Parts of L.A., less so. Parts of San Francisco, much less so. Parts of the East Coast, the urban environment, New Jersey, mm-mm, not that way at all. Hey, let's, because you'd like to have them on, and I love it when you have female gun owners on. One, now this is, watch how carefully this is described here.
We got about 90 seconds, by the way.
Yes. When you, when someone calls you up and says if you have a, asks you if you have a gun, men are more likely to say yes than women.
Okay.
Now, is that true because there are more male gun owners? Probably. Do you want to admit you own a gun to someone on the phone? There's that other, what do you, how secure are you talking to strangers and talking about gun ownership? So it's 3-1 male to female in those surveys. Lately, we see a lot more women becoming part of the gun culture, but that takes time. Each year, right, there are more and more. And there's still a legacy tale of that old gun ownership as a hunting culture. Women are 8 years older when they first learn about guns than men. So men 19, women some 27 years old. We're not a parity yet. We're getting there, but it's going to take years.
You know, one thing about these surveys, though, I know a lot of people. And, you know, just thinking laws of averages, especially as prolific as Pew was this last time.
Right.
Me or you or a dean or somebody should have been called in this last go-around. And we should have been surveyed, and that didn't happen. But anyway, we're gonna hand it back to GCN one more time for this hour. When we get back, more with Rob Morse. I just like the catch-as-catch-can nature of the discussion, don't you?
I'm having fun.
Yeah, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
While we were on break, nobody called to survey me. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I've still got the first one I ever ran. I used it this past weekend. It still locks it up. It still holds it, retains it. Not a thing of beauty anymore, but I have tried to kill it. You can try unsuccessfully as well. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Yes, I'm sitting here, turned on the sound on the phone, hoping Pew Research would call me. No phone calls came my way. My guest this hour is still Rob Morse as we continue to discuss whatever floats our way. What is on your mind now, sir?
Well, let's look at some of the bigger differences between gun owners and non-gun owners. Let's get right to the meat of it, really. The right to keep and bear arms, there's really not much live and let live attitude shared between the two.
Oh, no.
That's not unexpected, but it's important that we talk about it. Gun owners, of course, a majority of them agree on the right to keep and bear arms. Non-gun owners, a majority said we should ban, and now I have to put these in quotes here, assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, the number and type of gun-free zones. Well, it's pretty clear what the underlying theme here is. Non-gun owners think gun laws work. Gun owners know better.
They believe the magic box, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Where did they get that message? They got it from the magic box. They got it from Hollywood and some of the news reporting.
Yeah, you know, how do they get it from Hollywood? Because most of the time, like your biggest anti-gunners, like Matt Damon, your biggest anti-gunners out there constantly using them, constantly going for training and everything else, learning how to use them well. I mean, he knows pistol craft and everything else, but then they get out there and decry the use of them even as they glorify it.
Okay, so take a cop show. You and I know that civilian firearms use actually outnumbers law enforcement use far right. and away.
Oh, yeah.
But it's almost unreported in the media. It's almost completely unreported in the entertainment media. So out of sight, out of mind. It literally has disappeared. Let's put some numbers on it. We have, what, about 2,000 self-defense examples every day. The majority of them, thank goodness, are identical to what the police do.
Right.
Police draw their firearm, don't have to press the trigger. It's used as a tool of intimidation. And, you know, you and I hope never to have a officer draw down on us. Criminals, also, they're professional. They know that if a homeowner points a gun at them, they're in a world of hurt. They usually stop. Usually that's enough to change their mind. They decide they've attacked the wrong bear. Off they go. But the public doesn't know that. That's what the public is confessing. They don't know. And there are other things just very much like that. Gun owners think that gun ownership reduces crime. Of course, they think it makes them personally safer, but they think it reduces crime overall. Non-gun owners, the majority, think that legal gun ownership leads to more crime.
Right.
Well, that's the only thing they know. And I literally wrote this on my wall today. I posted it in my office. Tell the truth about failed gun laws.
So let me ask you a question.
Oh, like, yeah.
with these states where they're probably getting a lot of these opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they think legal gun ownership is the issue. How is it that they get out there, in your opinion? I know there's no real way for that to be explained, but how is it when we know that the concealed carry permit holders, for example, are more law-abiding than the police, how is it that they get out there and say reciprocity would cause an increase in crime, wherever they've had that, there's an increase in crime, and yet we're the most law-abiding people in the nation?
Oh, How do non-gun owners manage that contradiction?
Yes.
I don't, Bill, they're not your listeners.
Okay.
They're not your listeners. They
explains it.
You and I, despite the great time we have together, we have to penetrate this wider culture. We're doing it. Women are doing it. And as we change women's minds, we change the minds of a family, probably for generations to come, too. So, good. That means you need a larger audience, and I need to write more.
Yeah.
Well, it gets crazier than that. Not only does legal gun ownership cause crime, but we're viewed as the problem. That's the part I don't like. And I think what happens is non-gun owners who've admitted, if they're urban, they don't know gun owners, have this perverse view of us. You know, we're considered the problem, and as you point out, and accurately so, we're some of the most law-abiding, most rule-following group of people you'll find in the population. Well, okay, they don't know that. And who would tell them? Certainly not MSNBC.
Well, it wouldn't be us either, because they would never know we were there, because we're also successful at what we do.
Well, so you're arguing more? Yes, you're absolutely right.
I'm not arguing. I'm just stating.
Well, no, you're making a good argument that maybe the you and I kind of cringe when we hear about open carry. A buddy of mine does it. It works well in Southwest Louisiana because
right.
There's an accepting culture here. I think it would, you know, you'd have the cops lined up high and deep if you did that in Hollywood. So an incremental approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is amazing, well, and I have to call it sad, is that I'll call it this duty to inform.
Right.
And where non-gun owners see us as a threat, they, you know, they're invited to your house. They don't know you're a gun owner. They want to be told. And now they
want to
really
be told that I'm a gun owner.
Yeah, they want you to say, hey, there are guns in this house. Do you hear the fantasy they're living with? Guns are dangerous. Guns will leap off the mantle or out from your safe and attack us.
You know, there's a camera that somebody has, second2am.com or something, has put up this camera where they've got a webcam constantly on a gun.
Oh.
Waiting for it to leap up and start shooting. And I looked at it, and as of 945 hours in, it had not jumped up and started shooting anything just yet.
I do like it. I like, yeah, the Guns Safety YouTube channel. There it is. It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Now, again, let's talk about this cultural disconnection.
We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, we'll have time to talk afterwards because I want to hear your
Well, I mean, we're going to the next segment afterwards. The next hour.
Oh, right. No, then, I'm not sure what we're going to do then.
Well, I got somebody else coming on behind you after that.
All right. Okay. You want to hang it up now, or you want to let me get in this last point?
Well, why don't we revisit this on Friday?
Ooh.
Can you do it Friday?
I'd be glad to do it for you with your Friday, Bill.
Because I want to hear what this is. Now I'm intrigued. But we still do have 90 or 80 seconds to go. So one thing that I do want to ask is how do you carry your gun? Are you outside the waistband concealed? Are you inside the waistband concealed? How do you carry it?
Both. As you know, you have to change your clothing to fit.
Right.
And it just depends on how those particular pair of clothes fit. And it also depends on whether I'm in the office with a pair of slacks or out on the construction site where often I can have a looser shirt. Yeah, both. In typically 4 o'clock, inside or out.
On your strong side.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been. We'll get into my stuff. We're about to run out of time. We need to do a little advertising for all things that are Morsian. Rob Morse, you can find him on iTunes on either Polite Society Podcast or on Self Defense Gun Stories. How many times a week does that come out?
Self Defense Gun Stories is once a week. We have once eight different instructors. We rotate through.
Yeah. ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, Slowfax WordPress blog, all over the place he is. He will be back this coming Friday, and we will continue on with the Merry Talk. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you soon.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to discuss why there is no explosion in training with Daniel Shaw from the Gunfighter Cast. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.